This is the Red Pill. This is the Red Pill with Joseph Peterson and Steve McManus.
All right, Steve, how are you today? This is the Red Pill with Joseph Peterson and Steve McManus. We are here tonight on Monday night, May the 11th, one night after Mother's Day. And here we are talking about a very nice topic tonight. Steve, I have a question, the million-dollar question. Is martial law coming to America? Inquiring Minds want to know.
We've seen it already. It already came when they looked for the Boston bombers. That was martial law.
That was, so martial law, in your opinion, has already come to America. People unknowingly have already witnessed martial law in America.
They didn't come out and call it
that. I tend
to
agree with
that. It was mentioned. The phrase was mentioned. They didn't call it martial law. But when you have people walking around with machine guns telling you that you cannot come out of your house or you will face arrest, guess what that is?
And searching door to door.
By force.
That's martial law.
Yeah, when you say that the Fourth Amendment no longer applies and we're coming in, whether you like it or not, then guess what? When you suspend the Bill of Rights, that's martial law.
It's martial law. Okay, so you're saying we've already seen martial law in America, and I say we have come close to seeing martial law in Baltimore just over the past month or so. So I tend to agree with you. Whether martial law is happening at this moment, martial law, in the words of Agent Smith, it is inevitable. It is inevitable.
If you keep going down this path, it is. But think of it this way. If somebody is throwing a tantrum because you're not letting them repress people, you're not letting them get their way by being a totalitarian, power-hungry douchebag, and then they start throwing a tantrum that they're being repressed because they're not allowed to, you know, this is their, you know, their right to do it their way. And when somebody steps in and says, no, you can't just have your way and just do with people what you will, there are such things as rights. And that's when they usually flip the switch and go, we have too many radicals. We have too many, you know, terrorists that are the troublemakers. And because they don't get their way, that's when martial law usually rears its head. For instance, when you have Police Benevolent Association is an example in Baltimore, who's stamping its feet and screaming that they need to recuse the prosecutor because she's a black woman. And they're trying to come up with all these reasons why there's conflicts of interest for this woman in this case. And I have reviewed all the information that's on that situation. And what I come out with is that it boils down to the fact that she's a black woman. So the fact that this occurred in the first place was racism. And now racism, to prove to you that they just don't get it, they want the prosecutor, who is a black woman who has an opinion and is not afraid to express it, they want her gone.
Well, of course, because she did the right thing. She put him up for trial.
And if that was Janet Reno, nobody would blink twice.
Yeah, they were true. Or white dude. They wouldn't say a word. They'd say something, but not as much. They'd say different shit, that he was a communist or, you know, whatever. Whatever. They'd find a way to bash whoever it was. But you're right. Being a black woman makes her much more easy of a target for them, because let's face it, if the police department is racial and has racism in it, rampant, then I'm assuming it goes up the chain into the whole system. Just a guess. You know, the bottom guys, the guys on the bottom, usually the guys on the top usually come from the bottom. You know, so if there's racism at the bottom, a lot of these racist cops throughout the years have probably been promoted. And so these are the guys who are now trying to cry and say, oh, this,
Well,
you know,
and
looking
the thing
for
is
any reason
that,
not to put these guys up on trial for murder.
But racism doesn't, you know, this is what people don't get. Racism, and this is for white people that I'm saying this, and I'm a white guy.
Yeah, all of them.
It doesn't look like what you think it looks like. Everybody thinks racism, that if they're a white person, they think Roots, you know. They think, Selma, any of these other films where you see this overt racism as told in these stories. But the racism that is really at work here is a prevailing attitude and an unwillingness to admit that you have an inherent privilege because you lack that teaspoon of melanin in your skin that makes you that different race. The difference in the race is a teaspoon of melanin, and that's it. And,
yeah, but
you know, you have this.
I do agree with that.
But I mean,
don't
you
think
and
white
I,
racism is the only racism that exists.
That's certainly true. I mean, when
right?
Let's look at the white man's perspective, because I'm going to use that as the experience that it keeps coming back to. In the United States, and in societies like the United States, the white view of Asian women is that they are sexually submissive and therefore they're desirable. The white view of American Indians...
Is that
Indians,
racist or sexist?
That's both.
Right.
The white view of American Indians is that the women are hot and therefore, you know, they're submissive and they're sexually desirable, and the men are dumb. Or... They're these
of American
wise
Indian?
Shamans. Yeah, these wise shamans, okay, that, you know, there's a spiritual mystery to them, you know. This is the racist view that had still prevailed.
So you're talking
when you
stereotyping
watch...
is a form of racism.
Exactly. I mean, have you ever seen any of those old Charlton Heston movies? You know, he's the great white Bwana, and there's all these black guys carrying all this heavy stuff in the heat, and all he has to do is make eyes at... You know, Susan Hayward, that's all he's interested in, you know. Right.
That is history.
Right.
What people don't realize is that black people have been enslaved forever. That the original Hebrews, surprise, surprise, were black. So these people are running around calling themselves Jews. Got it all wrong. They're not the Hebrews. They're not Hebrews. But anyway, let's get back to martial law. What makes us think, okay, we just said the racial unrest, helter skelter, as I call it, as the I don't know what you want to call him, but the Charles Manson coined the term helter skelter, being a race war, was inevitable. And Charles Manson predicted this in 1969. He called it helter skelter. I see it coming to fruition now. I see them trying to provoke a race war. Have you heard Michelle Obama's speech that she, have you heard the uproar about it that she gave to a black woman's college? It was not uplifting.
It
was bashing America for holding back black women. All she did was talk about all the crap she's been through in her life. She made the whole thing about her. No inspiration, no motivation. Basically, you're going to have to fight and claw for everything you got because America is a racist country and will always be. This is the First Lady of the United States. And look up that speech when you see it. It was horrible. It was just terrible. It was just like such a negative vibe to her or to him. I mean, to her. Such a negative vibe coming off of her. And if this is coming off the First Lady, and you don't get much better of a vibe off the president, you know, this is the leadership of our country. And here she is, promoting racism, but I don't know the word, but she is propagating the racist division that is happening right now instead of trying to calm it down. You know, she's adding fuel to the fire. So to me, I see the government, okay, is seeing that, yes, they are losing control because there are becoming more people awake. There are a lot of, I don't want to say crazies, but there are a lot of survivalists. There are a lot of militia types out there in that area with guns. And I think Texas has kind of always been a rogue area. if you know what I mean. It's kind of always been a rogue state, considered rogue. Does that make sense to you?
Well, it does, and I've lived in Texas. You know, I was a citizen of Texas for a while, and everybody's armed, period. They just are.
Yeah.
And, you know, if it ever came to an armed incursion where you had governmental forces confronting any groups in this country, no matter how well armed they are, I don't think people realize how quickly that would be over. You know, you have
right.
a Michigan.
Now, here's the deal. They're lucky.
Huh?
It didn't happen in Baltimore. They're lucky it didn't happen in Baltimore. Because those gang members are armed. And they're lucky that the gang members actually brought in a voice of reason during this. Because if those guys had decided to actually go to war, it would have been a real bloody mess, and you would have seen martial law, and you're right. It would have ended quickly. But you would have seen
the reason,
aftermath being martial law.
The reason for the martial law, the root of it, comes from this prevailing racist paradigm. People, when they're poor enough and hungry enough and repressed enough, long enough, they'll snap. And it's not going to be pretty. And I don't understand why the government can't see that you can only push people so far. It's like, you can't be stupid.
They don't care. They are doing it on purpose, Steve. They are pushing them so far to see how far this will go. Do you know what I mean? We've had a lot of shootings of cops lately. At least one or two a week, if you don't notice. So the people are stepping up and revolting, and I think the government is seeing that. And I think they're reacting in a certain way, and it's very sneaky. Because let's get back to Texas for a minute. Texas just recently had an incident, and it's not the first, where a lovely group, same group has been posting these, I don't know if you heard about these anti-Islamic billboards that they're posting all over the New York subways.
I think I saw it.
Promoting Zionism, you know, and shit like that. So this same group, I guess the woman is based out of Texas, decides to hold a contest, a little cartoon contest at an art gallery in Texas. Cartoon contest to draw Muhammad. Who can draw the best picture of Muhammad? So now, first of all, as far as I'm concerned, it was a stupid thing to do in the first place. I don't know what the hell she's trying to prove. I know she's a big Zionist. I saw an interview with her. She totally defended herself. Matter of fact, in the middle of an interview she was giving for the news, the shooting broke out as she was defending herself. It was a pretty awesome moment where she was saying, oh, yeah, we have the right to do this, blah, blah, blah. And then boom, boom, everybody out, everybody down. So, I mean, she got what was coming to her as far as I'm concerned. My question to you, was it a setup? And we know the rest of the story. A cop, an off-duty cop, sees two guys get out of a car with machine guns and shoots them. Conveniently. So this incident, to me.
These are the types of scenarios. They're often born of an operation, you know, an operation that's made to look like one thing, like a false flag, but it's really something else.
Right, because automatically it's ISIS now.
Right.
ISIS is in Texas now, right?
Well, according to the news reports, there were reports that they stated that it was their operation. Now, that doesn't make it true.
It doesn't mean they stated it.
But it said that they did.
Because we don't know anything about these shooters. You know, well, they did name one of them as some suspected terrorist.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you got that incident, all right? So here they are setting you up already. ISIS is in Texas. Now, here I am watching the mainstream news reports, and we'll get to all this about everything we're talking about. But first thing I want to bring up First story of the day. Reports of ISIS cells all over the United States.
Well, I think that's reaching.
Yes, but did you hear this report? And then they had the talking heads on.
Yeah.
And they start all talking. Are you concerned about this new report that ISIS, this is what they're running with? So now they've already established ISIS has people in Texas. And they've named those other cities that there happens to be Jade Helm coming to. So now in the same program, they open up with ISIS is all over the country. Now, personally, me, I think it's a smokescreen to try and get the focus off of the racial stuff in Baltimore and, you know, all the other crazy stuff going on. So here's their new headline. So now the next story that comes out is there a conspiracy for the U.S. government to take over Texas? Ted Cruz and many other politicians think so. Okay, that's the headline they beat off. So, all right, so they come back, and of course, they're talking about Jade Helm. So, Steve, would you like to explain to the audience what Jade Helm is? It's quite an interesting name. I'd love to know where they got it from.
I think they just use an anagram scrambler and come up with names. But Jade Helm is an operation. Every military operation gets a name, you know, Operation Desert Storm, Operation Enduring Freedom, whatever they decide to call it. And this particular military operation, and by military, I mean the United States Armed Forces, not the Guard, you know,
NDHS,
not the,
I believe.
Yeah, not your local state police. This is the Army, these dudes. Same people that were in Iraq. And their operation is to go to various states. It's four or five states that have been publicly named by the Army in their very real military operation.
All Southwest and all in the
West and Southwest.
All connected to each other.
That's right. And the operation is to deploy large amounts of military personnel in an exercise to simulate and train
in
for
civilian
cities
and towns.
Right, so we're going to train that this entire civilian population in town X they're all insurgents. They're all people that are turning against their government. They are now a threat. And we have
to secure this. They
now.
Say it's in case we ever have an invasion in this country. This is what they're pushing it at. You know, they say it. No, they said it's actually for overseas. Didn't they? Isn't that their excuse? It's for overseas.
Well, they had a similar training area up here in the Northeast in Maine. They picked topography and town sizes that simulated the Balkans. And they trained there with massive numbers of military personnel. And it was under the direction of Ollie North. And
right.
They've done this before. They've done this before, yeah.
Right. And I saw there were other examples of it, but that was not this day and age. So here we are in this day and age of the internet. And, of course, the military has this operation planned. It's huge. It's one of the biggest ones. I think it is the biggest operation drill, practice, training, operation ever held in the United States at one time, encompassing
right.
six states for 2 months. Like you said, they want to go in and simulate battle situations within town. So now what the big fear is, the internet got a hold of it. Obviously, the alternative media found out about it right away and started raising the red flag. Which was the right thing to do. It's very suspicious. I'm sorry. It's just everything that's ever happened that was bad always started out as a fucking drill. They claimed Sandy Hook was a drill. Then they claimed they were doing a drill up in Boston at the same time. Everything that says is a drill ends up being the real deal. So here these guys are in Texas. They got a lot of problems there with racism and anti-Islam, obviously. And they've just been told that ISIS just did a terror attack in their state. And so now they're hearing that the military is coming in to do training. So some of the politicians actually got a hold of this, heard about it. Thank you, alternative media. And started questioning the government on it, making a fuss about it. What the heck are you doing? What's the purpose? Really asking questions about why this was going on. What did they have every right to do? It's in their state. Do you know what I mean? So now the mainstream media has gotten hold of it. Thanks, because we broke it. And I've spun it their own way. So what could this mean?
I think it means several things. It means that alternative media has crested. We are no longer the undernet. The undernet is now part of the top layer. There's so many people listening in on shows like this because we will take facts that we find. You know, we're not looking at conjecture. We're not looking at stuff somebody made up and it's you know, he said, she said. We find things that are factual and then we report on them as to what the implications are. And that becomes conspiracy theory, quote unquote. And it's not theory at all.
Right.
If you look right on the military's website.
It's a fact. This is what they're doing.
Right. They don't even hide it. We're talking about something that's actually happening.
They put out an advertisement looking for people to play the role of insurgents and be led into prisons, prison camps. So they laid out how this thing is going to work. So they put advertisements looking for citizens. They did put a notice in the paper that this would be going on. But let's face it, Steve, this is the perfect setup for something to go wrong. Because you already have a really hot boiling pot out there, not to mention what's happening with the weather in that exact same area. Gee. So people are out of their homes right now. There's going to be a lot of people displaced. There's going to be a lot of people in shelters. So you're coming into an area that's already a hotbed of trouble in a lot of different ways. And you've got people who are armed. And they're, no matter whether this is a drill or not, you're going to see military people running around, and there is going to be somewhere in one of those states some kind of conflict between the U.S. military and a citizen or a group of citizens. I can guarantee you that. Just like what happened in Nevada with that ranch. Lucky nothing happened there, but this is different. This is different. So to me, this is the perfect storm for martial law. Whether they're going in there, we know they may be going in there with that intention. Something could happen during that drill to trigger the need for martial law. Because that's how tense that area is right now. There's a lot of tension there. So there is a powder keg out there. And by doing this exercise, they're really playing with it. I really think they're really playing with fire. And it's no different than that lady holding the cartoon contest. For the government to go into an area like that at this time, knowing what they know about what's happening, is like poking a snake, as far as I'm concerned. And they would be smart to postpone this exercise.
Well, I think that another thing that deserves to be mentioned is, just because you have a right to say something doesn't mean you should. You know, I have a right to use profanity anytime I want. It doesn't mean I always should. I have a right to a lot of things that the Bill of Rights guarantees me. But that doesn't mean that I have to do it just because I can. So just because you can draw a picture of the Prophet Muhammad doesn't mean that it's, you know, that it's the best thing to do.
Right.
With
it was
taste.
A stupid move.
Totally stupid. Because it's being
totally
deliberately disrespectful.
As far as I'm concerned, it was a setup.
If you go into a Catholic
it was
church,
a setup.
And you grab,
those were not ISIS who did that.
If you find the tabernacle in a Catholic church and you grab the tabernacle and you take and you find the chalice and you find the host wafers, okay, and the Catholics regard those as holy, right? Those are the body of Christ. And you grab it and you start doing something with it that you're not supposed to be doing. you know, you throw them around or you whatever it is you're going to do, you desecrate that. That's highly disrespectful, okay? Well, it's kind of like that.
They're not going to kill you for it.
No, they're not going to kill you for it. But, I mean, if they don't want any
now,
pictures
hardcore
of it,
Christians, now, Catholics are kind of docile. Hardcore Christians, though, if you did that in front of them and, like, taunted them,
yeah,
there could be problems.
Yeah, you
to
could
me,
die.
That was taunting. That you was taunting. Die. It's not like somebody came in the middle of the night and desecrated a church. You don't know who did it. This is somebody who said, screw you, Muslims. We know you revere Muhammad. You know, I might as well, like, if I had some kind of desecration of Jesus contest. Do you know what I mean? I don't
well,
know what
do
that would be in
ago?
A Christian, but if I, yeah, there have been incidents where the Christians have
well,
threatened the, violence.
You remember that other preacher
as
that
well.
Was burning, you remember that preacher that was burning the copies of the Quran?
The Quran, yes.
Yeah.
The government stepped in and made him stop. Why didn't they step
right.
in on this woman?
Right.
Why, in other words, just because you can doesn't mean you should. I know the people who rented her the place charged her an exorbitant amount of insurance because they were afraid something could happen. And she paid it because she's a rich bitch. So I know they tried to tell her, look, this is not the greatest idea. We're not really behind it. But what about city officials? Can't they just step in and say, look, lady, you know, we don't want you to do this in our town. Go do it somewhere else. And if enough people turn, look, I work for an industry that has definitely been, is up and coming and it's new. And that's the cannabis industry. So we get this all the time where the MBTA won't let us advertise because of our subject matter. And people won't let us host events because of our subject matter. Now, our subject matter is nothing compared to making fun of Islam. So at some point, it becomes also a matter of the other people involved stepping up and saying, no, we can't let this happen. And nobody did. So, you know, that's why I believe it was a set. It was just too convenient. Too convenient. These guys are English speaking, just like all ISIS have. Oh, gee, we have British accents. We're so Muslim. Right? Come on. Wake up, people.
Yeah.
It's fake. ISIS is not in your town.
No,
I mean,
you
they
found
are really
you know,
still.
We found what, 5 teenagers that were, you know, young and stupid and wanted to go over there and fight for them. 5 teenagers.
Yeah.
You know, across the country does not make a network of spies. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. Come on. You're right. And anybody who's over here as ISIS, unless they're real Muslims who have snuck into this country, real jihadists, are probably going to turn tail and run the minute a freaking military guy puts a gun to their head, you know, or whatever, the minute they're questioned, you know, because these
the
down Americans, I mean, not all.
We have millions.
Just, you
know. We have millions of Muslims here now already that are Americans, and they are not a problem.
Right. They don't want nothing to do with this crap.
No, they fight for their country.
The amount
they're one
of
us.
Jihad Muslims, real, real jihad Muslims, is so small.
Right.
I mean, if you look at the entire Muslim, people don't realize Muslims, Islam is the largest religion in the world.
Mm-hmm.
They don't realize that. It has the most people who call themselves Muslim, whether they're practicing or not, in the world. So people got to understand who's the majority religion and who's the minority where. It's only because of where they're located that makes them a minority. So people ought to realize that. There is a lot of Muslims and the percentage that are actually jihadists and out to kill anyone who's not Muslim is a very small percentage. And that's the one they focus on. You know, that's the percentage they focus on. They are able to play off people's fears and create it. Now, I don't know whether this martial law threat or this drill that they're planning is geared towards them thinking or making people believe that ISIS is going to come in and launch an attack, or if it's just them, you know, wanting to get in there My fear is they're going to get in there, something's going to happen, they're never going to leave. They're never going to leave, and you're going to have some sort of occupation in that area. And nobody's going to want to go there. But listen, we're at the halfway point. Let's play a couple commercials, and then we'll come back and finish this off. All right, Steve?
Okay.
Do you ever wake up and ask yourself what's really going on in the world you live in? It's time for you to be aware. It's the number one alternative website on the planet. TruthIsScary.com. Daily stories. Log on daily to get the latest information on the stories that radio and TV wouldn't dare to cover. Experience our curricula with over 20 topics from government conspiracies and extraterrestrials to meditation and nutrition. Celebrity interviews. Watch exclusive videos with your favorite celebrities and find out what their alternative views are. It's your source for the information you won't find in the mainstream media. It's TruthIsScary.com. Log on today and be aware. TruthIsScary.com.
The Red Pill will return in a moment.
Hey, it's Mike Hsu. Summer is coming. Are you ready to grow? Then contact the Northeastern Institute of Cannabis for the best summer school experience ever. At NIC, you can be ready to work in the growing cannabis industry in just weeks. Sign up before June 1st and receive a summer enrichment scholarship valued at 20% off their normal tuition. Visit instituteofcannabis.com or call 508-655-7420 to find out about weekly open houses and tours. At the Northeastern Institute of Cannabis, they teach you grow.
You're listening to the TIS Radio Network.
All right, we're back. Pretty cool. Nice little break, huh, Steve?
Yep.
So we've been talking about Jade Helm and the possibility of the military coming in and never leaving. What are some other things that have been going on that might make one think that the government is preparing for something big? I have heard about them reopening up one of the underground bases that had been closed for a long, long time, and they just reopened it recently. Now, why would they be doing that? I don't know if it's the Denver Airport one, or I think it's under another one of the Air Force bases. Have you heard about that?
I haven't heard about the specific one, but I do know about the policy, and the reason they need underground, aside from the old school thinking of nuclear, exchange, is that the new school thinking is, it's the best protection you have against space debris or space weather.
Right. That's a whole other area that could cause martial law. If something like a natural – people don't realize it, that martial law can be called for many different reasons, not just insurgency. Correct? I mean, there was practically martial law during Katrina, right? You might as well say that. There might as well have been martial law during Katrina. So we've seen tastes of it. So let's say a large asteroid hit the Earth or an earthquake. There could be a cause for martial law if the people really panicked and got crazy. Correct.
And if all the rules go out the window, if there's something so overt like a Katrina or, a 1984 or whatever, 87 or whatever year it was, earthquake in San Francisco or asteroid strike.
L.A.
Or anything. Yeah. Then all of a sudden you need troops to restore order at the point of a rifle because people will lose their shit. They will just lose it. And so you need strong parenting. Police work and military work, it's parenting. People need babysitters.
And sometimes community help.
That's
like
it.
Each other.
So,
and you'll find that during a natural disaster that humans will step up to the plate and help each other in the absence of the freaking government, helping them.
Right.
Which is a good thing about our human nature. When it sits it down, when it really comes down to it.
But at the same time, on the,
we will help
by the same token, you have other people that need to be told what to do.
Oh, yeah, then there's the inhuman nature, the ones that are selfish and the ones that don't care and that are going to rob and do other things to other people and steal from stores and do all that kind of stuff. Yeah. Yeah, the two sides. They're just like anything. Just like anything else, you know. But yeah, so there's another possibility for martial law. And we look at what's going on with the weather out there. I just saw a report, and I saw at least 12 or 15 homes destroyed. Where are those people going to go? Where are they going? Where are they putting these people who are losing their homes? I saw a whole school blow away. Where are they putting these people? Do they have camps?
The whole... In the aftermath of Katrina,
what happens to them?
They went to a football stadium, but there was nowhere to go home, and there was no plan.
Yeah, they had to stay in those shelters.
They scattered across the country. You had people that were from New Orleans that moved as far away as Washington State. There was nowhere to go, and so those people are still right. They're still scattered all over the country. They're everywhere.
Yeah, many of them have not gone back.
They have nothing to go back to.
Mm-hmm. Right. And this is happening now in Texas. This is happening in Oklahoma. This is happening throughout the middle of the country, all as far up as Michigan, day after day after day.
Oregon.
Every freaking Oregon, there's a volcano off the coast.
Drained
a lake.
Not just off the coast.
Correct.
Some of the lava tubes have come in. One of the lakes got drained. I mean, there's a lot of stuff happening. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So here you have this area being knocked the crap out of it. There's all these rumors about Walmart's closing and turning into FEMA camps. Well, I'll tell you, they might need them for just these people that are victims of these tornadoes. See, people don't realize that's another way to be put into a type of FEMA camp or type of camp arrangement. It doesn't have to be martial law. It doesn't have to be because you're an insurgent. It could be a natural disaster that forces large areas of people out of their homes. And then the government would set up shelters for them. And because they had nowhere else to go, they would have to stay there.
And
so this is another way people can be tricked.
If you
tricked
haven't prepared a bug-out bag.
Yeah,
if they forcibly evacuate
lead
people,
you
don't have a bug out bag. You got nothing. If you don't have a bug out bag with your supplies. You got nothing.
Yeah, you got to follow them.
Right.
People don't realize this. There's, you know, that martial law or a police state can be put in for any number of reasons. Any number of reasons. It doesn't have to be a civil war, or you know, insurgency or a riot or anything like that. There are many reasons they could.
Did I tell you the story yet of what happened to me about 2 weeks ago?
No.
I was in my little country town up here in the mountains of New Hampshire, outside in the middle of the day, nice day out, and I was at the post office, the U.S. post office, the building, you know, saw my picture, about the size of a country store, basically, and I'm standing there, and I'm on the phone with somebody that I know, and he is in a town across the state line in Maine, which is known for a great deal of mysterious, suspected extraterrestrial activity. And while I was on the phone with him, he was telling me about these government vehicles that were going up and down the road with these scanning things on top of their vehicles. They were looking for something. And while that was happening
like
where he
radar
was,
things. Okay.
Well, radar or something.
You saw
they're
one.
Looking for something. Yeah, well, he saw them
you
driving
saw
around, right. Well, no, I saw above me a Black Hawk helicopter. Very noisy, you know, because they are. And flying around the village, in the middle of the day, guy hanging out the door, did figure eights over the part of town that I was in, kept flying over me, And he was at one point only about 100 feet above me. Like, I could see the guy's name patch, okay? It was, like, right there on me, okay? And then it flew across the road, the main drag, mind you, over to a field, and it descended, but one would assume to land, and then
on something.
We could hear it, but we couldn't see it anymore. And when I drove over that way, I couldn't see it, but I could still hear it. And what it had done, apparently, is it had flown over to the river and gone down to the river's water surface and was doing something. And later, I couldn't hear it anymore after that. It either landed and shut its motor off, or it had flown away. I don't remember which. But it was quite something. And these were the military. This was the Army that was in down over the mountains flying around and doing low-level scans and looking for stuff. And at the same time, they were across the border in Maine using vehicles looking for stuff, but we don't quite know what. They could have been listening for communications, phone line communications. You know, they could have been looking for radiation. They could have been
something that landed in that lake.
These people are, you know, these people are definitely drilling and training and reacting to things. You know, of course, they're not going to tell you what, but, you know, they're definitely mobile and active. And so what's going on in the Southwest, you know, I don't know that the two are related, but I don't know that they're not either.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I just published an article today. Literally minutes ago on the site, not minutes, but a couple hours ago, about NASA is saying now that the largest asteroid ever, the scariest asteroid ever, capable of mass extinction, is headed towards Earth. So let's see. Yeah. So they're predicting it's named 1999 FN3, and it's going to skim past us on the 14th. So what they're saying is next time it comes around, it's not going to be skimmy. It's going to be a lot closer, I guess, because every time it says the slightest deviation in its course could lead to devastation. Due to its close proximity. Now, this is going to happen on May 14th. This is 3 days
away.
Well,
do you think it's any coincidence that I'm looking at an ad
right
now?
It's double the size. Yeah, go ahead.
Do you think it's any coincidence that I'm looking at an ad right now for San Andreas, the movie that's coming out on May 29th?
Right. We all know that they program us in many ways like that. And, yeah, so it's called the scariest asteroid to date. It's going to run by the Earth on the 15th. Right now they think it's fine, but we also know that we've seen articles, and I've published articles about them developing technology that can knock asteroids off their course so they can view them better. So what if they have decided, now they've announced this, what if they decide to test it and they knock it the wrong way?
Or maybe not the wrong way. Maybe they mean for it to go there.
Oh, now would they do that? Right. So, who the, you know, there's just so much going on these days. And none of us can deny it. Not only extreme weather, a lot of space stuff has been happening. A lot of natural stuff with earthquakes, with volcanoes, with all kinds of stuff happening, and the mainstream media only catches a little bit of it. Luckily, people like us go looking at these people like Suspicious Observers and Dutch Incense, and we see what's happening around the planet with the weather and with space weather. And by being up to date and educated on this stuff, you could tell, you know, when a solar storm is coming. You know 3 days in advance before they announce it. And that's how we stay ahead of the mainstream media, because we're not as selective as they are. We will put out whatever we feel is worthy of printing once we have fact-checked it and explored it. Most of the alternative media. Some of the alternative media puts out some crazy stuff. And I'll admit, I've been caught with a fake story every now and then. I'll not lie. But most of the time, I have to see it three or four times in three or four places before I really, and read different viewpoints on it before I'll really even publish it. But this one looked pretty real to me because I saw it in four or five places. Yahoo News covered it. So, got to be close to real. So this is the world we live in. These are the things we're dealing with. So yes, martial law is a possibility. Will we see it in the Northeast, in our area? I don't think anytime soon. But, you know, once one part goes, you know how that is, the domino. It's very difficult to isolate martial law to one area.
I don't call it the mainstream media anymore. I call it the lamestream media, L-A-M-E, lamestream.
Right. Because you know what? No matter, even if they are grabbing our stories, they always put a spin on it that makes it seem, that puts it towards their agenda anyway. Do you know what I mean? Whatever their agenda is, the mainstream media will take a story that we have published and just publish facts, and they will spin it to make it fit their agenda. And then they only cover certain stories that they feel is important. And they miss so many. So many. Because they're not allowed to cover them. Or they don't want to anymore. I don't even think the lamestream media, and that trickles down to even the local newspapers, are willing to take a risk on investigative reporting anymore. I don't think there's anything, any investigative reporters anymore. That old school journalist who used to go after and dig after a story, I don't think it exists anymore. I think these guys are so fucking lazy now that they just take a piece of copy or they take a story that's handed down from the top and they cover it, and they cover it the way they're told or the way they've been trained to cover it. Guys like Anderson Cooper, Wolf Blitzer, et cetera, when have they ever dug deep and uncovered a story that was of any merit, of any value? Now, of course, I do see this thing where somebody came out today and said the whole Osama bin Laden story was fake. Did you see that?
I wanted to touch on that a guy on the inside came out and said that.
But they call it a conspiracy theory.
Right. The president's story turned out to be a lie. And what do you know, that there's a guy on the inside that says that the conspiracy theory was, in fact, the real story. SEAL Team 6 died. Their chopper went down with all of them. With all of them on board, right.
There was one guy. They did an interview with one guy who was still alive, who was part of that. He was on one of those freaking dumb news programs on Sunday.
He
was very vague.
This raid didn't take place. It was a drone strike. And these were the guys that supposedly were in the raid, and they know that they didn't do it. So before they can refute the official story, they crash.
Right, and this guy in the interview was just so vague, saying, well, we had a lot of missions. You know, we had over 248 missions going on that night, and I was in charge of this, sending that. And so he never really said he was in charge of the mission. So he was so vague about it. But so here's an investigative journalist, Seymour Hersh, and of course the headline reads, "The Many Problem with Seymour Hersh's Osama bin Laden Conspiracy Theory." So here we are, the mainstream media here, that's what they call it, a conspiracy theory.
Right.
Right off the bat. Now, I've heard Obama has refuted it and said it's baseless. He's come out and said it's baseless.
Well,
so
you know that
the
phrase conspiracy theory, the actual two-word phrase, conspiracy theory, was actually one that was coined by the CIA.
Of course.
They made it up to explain away all the crazies who come up with this wacky information. And so they said, well, these are conspiracy theories, when in fact It was a way to deflect away from the bell ringers who were trying to get the public's attention, the whistleblowers. Hey, this is what really happened. This is what's going on. Here, look, I have the photographs. Yeah, that's all fake. That's not real. It's a conspiracy theory. CIA made that shit up. Misinformation.
Right. Right. It's all misinformation. Just a way to cover up, like you said, whistleblowers and people who are coming out and telling the truth. Freaking even Jack Ruby turned around to the freaking camera after he shot Lee Harvey Oswald. And so this is the biggest conspiracy in the world. You can't even believe it. And he was dead, you know. And then J. Edgar Hoover, when he left office, said, I have been confronted with the biggest evil I have ever seen in my life. It's something you can't comprehend. You can't even comprehend how big this thing is. So these are people, JFK. Right, came right out and talked all about secret society, and he was dead 3 days later. Eisenhower. So you wonder why? Right, the military-industrial complex. Right, is the only thing you have to fear. Right, all these guys say it as they leave office, but meanwhile they're all puppets of the system while they're in. But
right,
yeah. So it's, you know, these are politicians. These are people who were involved in this thing, and they have come right out and said it. And you know, they've all been dealt with in certain ways. And I'm sure that term conspiracy theory, when was that coined? Do you know? 60s? Well,
that
50s?
Was in the 60s. Yeah.
Yeah, of course. And that's when, right? That's when all that stuff started to happen. When the biggest conspiracy theory in the world, you know, what happened in 1962.
And the sad
because
part
honestly,
is
you're right,
that every now and then you get some guy who is bona fide batshit crazy, and there's no debate about it, who actually comes out with a really profound truth and something that's worthy of listening to. And it's unfortunate because then it lends credence to this whole disinformation thing where they say, oh, yeah, these crazies always have these conspiracy theories. You know, when you have Charlie Manson, he's straight up.
I was just going to bring that up.
Yeah. And
but
he's the one saying there's going to be a race war.
Yeah.
Right?
Dude, I have clips of him that are so philosophical and so smart. I will play them sometime.
Right.
That you would think Charlie Manson was a yogi or a monk, a Buddhist or something.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So philosophical, so right on. He's like, you can't capture peace. You can't fight for freedom and you can't capture peace. It's not possible. You know, he had all kinds of things that he said that were so right on for the time that they had to put him in fucking jail. And that's what you say. They're so batshit crazy, focusing on him with the murders. And don't get me wrong, I don't condone anything he did. But shit, listen to some of his stuff. Listen to some of it. He had a lot of good viewpoints and he said a lot of stuff that made a lot of sense. And it happens all the time. And even like Dennis Quaid. Look at fucking Dennis Quaid. Have they made him out to be a nut job? Not saying he's not a nut job. But is he
Randy
right?
Quaid
is there
or Dennis
star
Quaid?
Whackers out? The one who's crazy. Dennis or Randy?
Randy.
Randy. Okay, Randy Quaid. The star whackers. Truth. Truth. But,
yeah,
you know, he's going to be, you know, he's going to be labeled as a crazy. So then Dave Chappelle, you know, comes out and talks all about it. And then all they focus on is the fact that he left the country and spent 2 years in Africa because it fucked with his mind so much because he finally made the connection about what's really going on.
Right.
But they'll focus on Dave Chappelle going crazy. You know, so you're right. Anybody who comes out and speaks the truth, look how every time Alex Jones is on fucking TV, they make him look like a nut job. Every time Jesse Ventura is on TV, they make him look like a nut job. And anyone else that they kill.
Well, David Icke.
David Icke. In England, they bash the crap out of him. All the time. It's not as bad in America because they have their own scapegoats there. I mean, even a guy like Glenn Beck, they try to make look crazy. even other politicians who may not out be speaking the truth, but they certainly speak against the establishment. They're already making nuts as a conspiracy theorist. Guys like Rand Paul, they're calling him a libertarian socialist, whatever. Bernie Sanders, they're already labeling him a democratic socialist. You're never going to get elected with that label. But that's the mainstream label for Bernie Sanders now. So they do it with politicians too. It's not just the whistleblowers who come out. You know, they're trying to make Edward Snowden look like a traitor. You know, they're just trying to spin it. Everything.
All you have to do is discredit your opponent. If you can discredit your opponent, then you gain a foothold.
Yet, the thing that's happening now is they are becoming discredited more and more and more, and they're being called out on it. Now the government is being discredited, being caught in lies, being caught as deceptive. I mean, the next thing I really want to see come out is freaking chemtrails. The mainstream media seems to be steering away from that. I mean, they'll cover the Jade Helm. They cover GMOs. They cover certain things. But they will not touch geoengineering and chemtrails. Even with the way the freaking weather is being so obviously screwed up all over the world and all over the country. I'm waiting for them to touch that one, but I don't think they will, or they'll spin it as a positive thing. You also notice TPP is coming up in the mainstream now.
Yeah, that is frightening.
Yeah, TPP, corporate takeover of the fucking commerce.
Yeah, that's
frightening. That's coming out in the mainstream.
Trans-Pacific
and Obama. He might as well put on a salesman's hat. I mean, he is like the poster child for TPP. Spinning all these lies, how it's going to help business for Nike, telling on all these major corporations, trying to sell it. Fucking crazy, dude. He is really on it. And people need to realize what that deal is all about.
It's horrible is what it is.
And then again, they spin that as a conspiracy theory. Those conspiracy theorists claim that TPP is a corporate takeover of commerce, you know, but it's not. It's going to expand markets that we never had before. We can move into Vietnam. We can move product into Vietnam. We never could before. Yes, so we can move jobs into Vietnam. We never could before. Oh, you forgot to say that part.
Right.
Yeah, you can move business. You can move businesses. We got about a minute left.
Yeah.
Want to wrap it up with anything?
A condom.
Yeah, no shit, right? NorthernPsychics.com. We are
screwed. Yes, NorthernPsychics.com.
But you know what?
TruthIsScary.com.
TruthIsScary.com, NorthernPsychics.com. You know what? As long as people are on top of things and keep reading those different blogs, not just Truth is Scary, but there's a ton of them out there, Suspicious Observers, Dutch and Sense, all different kinds of blogs out there that are reporting different aspects of what's happening behind the scenes. There are sites that specialize in GMOs and food. There are sites that specialize in geoengineering and chemtrails. There are sites that specialize in water fluoridation. There are sites that specialize in all of it. Go out there and educate yourself. Stay ahead of the curve. And if you are staying ahead of the curve, then you can be one step ahead. Be aware, truthiscary.com. Steve?
NorthernPsychics.com. We'll see you next week.
All right. Good night.
Good night.